My heart is rejoicing these days. Flowers are blooming, birds are singing, and Joe Francis has been charged with tax evasion. You know, Joe Francis, the creative genius behind the Girls Gone Wild video series. If you don't know the guy or his work, it's clear that you don't watch much late-night television. I'll leave it at that and suggest that you not change your TV-watching habits. A little less than a week before everyone else's taxes were due, the United States Department of Justice released word that a grand jury had indicted Mr. Francis on 2 felony counts of tax evasion. Now, many who know me, especially students in my privacy course, know that I'm no fan of those who produce Girls Gone Wild, so I must make extra clear here that Mr. Francis is presumed innocent until proven guilty. To quote the DOJ press release directly, the charges contained in the indictment are only allegations and will need to be proved. But I can tell you what the law says and what the feds claim Francis did. First, the whole tax evasion thing. Tax evasion is a crime under the Internal Revenue Code, Section 7201 to be exact, titled Attempt to Evade or Defeat Tax. The language within the statute is very broad and makes it illegal to willfully attempt in any manner to evade or defeat any tax or the payment thereof. Those convicted of willfully attempting such an evasion face possible imprisonment and a large fine. The DOJ press release says that if he's convicted, Mr. Francis can be put away for up to 10 years and faces fines of up to $500,000. So what have Justice Department officials accused Mr. Francis of doing? The indictment alleges that the man who put his income at $14 million in 2003 alone claimed deductions like $4 million plus for what the department says was the construction of a residence in Mexico, $10 million as a false consulting services expense, and a $1,666,666 false insurance expense. Those seemingly devilish numbers are far more than this taxpayer's form has ever seen. But large numbers or small, allegations of tax evasion aren't all that unusual. Aside from anecdotal evidence from cocktail party conversation, storylines in television sitcoms, and news coverage at this time of year, since 2000, some 1,400 court decisions in the law books have used the phrase tax evasion. A quick read of some of them turns up scenarios including false billing, sham corporations, and employee hiring and payment practices. Some that sound like the charges alleged in the Francis indictment and some not, some where the government wins and some not, but all the stuff of tax evasion, according to prosecutors at least. Lawyers for Mr. Francis are certainly reviewing those cases and others right now. His first court appearance, they say, will come in May. Ah, May. More blooming flowers, more singing birds, and the promise of seeing an uncharacteristically flustered Joe Francis heading into court. I'm Amy Guida.